I know that it's going to really help the podcast to get some traction if I get a couple people that I trust to just listen to an episode or two and then leave an honest review on the podcast.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It's Adam Adams, your host. And today I'm going to be sharing with you something that I've typically only shared with one-on-one clients and clients that are really wanting to scale their podcast growth. And there is a very specific strategy that can help you grow. There is a strategy that you can easily implement, and I love it. I've used it myself, and I've had several clients use it, and it's really helped them to be able to rank on their podcast, to be able to get ranked, get some way more social proofing where there's more ratings and reviews. And I just want to share that strategy now because I believe that it's going to help you this year. Hey, podcaster, it's Adam Adams, and I interrupt this episode first off to re-congratulate Stacy, who's our most recent winner of free services. I think she got our lowest tier, but 6 months, and she gets to pick whatever service. So whether we're going to do editing plus, like be her whole back office, or whether we're going to do the marketing to grow her podcast, or if she doesn't yet have a show, if she's just launching it, then she's going to be winning the full service, all-inclusive package that has everything for 6 months. So kind of cool. Stacy, congrats. Eileen, you had one entry and you didn't make it quite. Who else was in that one? Cityside Cap, the Lyons brothers, they had six entries and they barely missed it because Stacy also had six entries. And then Elsie Flinard, the third friend, I know Elsie from Podcast Town, he had one entry. And so we just had four people. On this next one, we're going to have four as well. And so let me just read the very first review that came in actually just over a week ago from when I'm recording this. And it is from Michael, 4933. And Michael says, very helpful. This podcast is fantastic. It's clever and full of fantastic ideas. Listening energized me and provided me with the new tools and skills that I can apply on my own show. Keep up the excellent work, AAA. So thank you, Michael. You just got your first entry. So you are already entered and you might win. But if you would like an additional five more entries to move that to six total, then all you got to do is just give me a screenshot and say, this is mine. I heard you on episode, and just say whatever episode number this is. I heard you on XYZ episode number, and here's a screenshot of my review. That was me. Can I get my five additional entries to win free services from your company, Grow Your Show, and you'll be entered to win. All right, Michael, looking forward to seeing if we can work with you and for free. All right, let's get back into the episode. So it starts here. You are going to want to make a list of about 100 people. And I know that could be overwhelming for some people. For some of you, you're like 100 people. So use it at scale if you need to. If you need to scale back a little bit, that's totally fine. But it'll work easiest and best, in my opinion, if you can select 100. And writing down 100 names should only take between 5 and 20 minutes. So less than a half an hour, you've already got 100 names. And then step two is you're going to put those names in order of who you think you should call first. And step three is that you are going to put all of those names into your calendar. You're going to schedule those names in your calendar two per week. 104 names would be the best, okay? Because 52 weeks a year. So 104 names if you can do it. Then you're going to put them in order of who you want to call first. And the third step was that you are going to actually schedule this in your calendar. So any day doesn't matter. Whatever you think is going to be easiest and best for you and your purposes, You could call on Monday nights. You could call on Tuesday nights. You could call Wednesday during the day. You could call on a Saturday. It doesn't matter. Just schedule them in so that you are calling just two people. It's not overwhelming. You're only calling two people this week, and you're scheduling, you're time blocking that out. So you do nothing else except for make sure that you make these calls. The max one of these calls would ever take is 30 minutes. The average that the calls will take is 5 to 6 minutes. So now that you've got it scheduled into your calendar that you know, hey, on, let's just say on January 1st and January 2nd, now let's just say on January 1st, I'm going to call both of these people. They're going to be hungover, of course, but I'm going to call them. All right. And so you get that scheduled in. And so it's like, I'm going to call Amanda Swenson. I'm going to call Carl Roberts. Okay. And those are the two people that I'm calling the first week that I'm doing this. Now I realize that it's already past January 1st. I'm just using as any number, any example. And you might be listening to this in January or August or who knows when. So just put in those dates, schedule it out. So you've got your 104 people and you're already blocking out time where you've selected two for this upcoming week, two for the next week, two for the week after that. And you maybe just block out a max of 1 hour and you'll call one of them and then you'll call the other one. And then you're going to use this very specific language that I'm about to share with you because it's going to help you get a better result. During these calls, what you're going to say is, hey, Amanda Swenson. Hey, Amanda. Hey, Carl Roberts. Hey, Amanda, this is Adam. I don't know if you even knew that I had the podcast on podcasting. I just launched it a year or two ago. And I know that it's going to really help the podcast to get some traction if I get a couple people that I trust to just listen to an episode or two and then leave an honest review on the podcast. Can I count on you? And then you call Carl. What's up, Carl? Adam Adams, reaching out because I don't even know if you knew that I had the podcast on podcasting. I had a question for you. I need a couple people that I trust, Carl. I need a couple people I trust to just go to the podcast, listen to an episode or two, and just leave an honest review of the podcast. Can I count on you, Carl? And then you wait until next week and you call two more. What this can help do is it can help you so that you're always getting one or two brand new ratings or reviews each week. It doesn't benefit you quite as much to call all 100 of your people in just day one. First off, you're going to probably feel burnt out. More power to you if you want to do it. But you're probably going to feel a little bit burned out if you're going to have to call 100 people all in one weekend, for example. So it's going to help you not feel as overwhelmed. And it's also going to allow you to be able to time block this out a lot easier. And it's going to be able to, instead of all of a sudden you have like 100 views today, but for the next like 10 months, you never get a review ever again. That won't benefit you. So you schedule it out so that you're going to call two of them. And let me say that one more time. I want to make sure you've got the notes. What's up, Brian? It's Adam. The reason I'm calling is because I launched my podcast recently and I was listening to this podcast episode today and it talked about how important it is to have a little bit of social proof. And so that's why I'm calling you, Brian. It's because I need a couple people that I trust to just listen to an episode or two of the podcast and leave an honest review of the podcast. Not of me, but leave an honest review, not a 5-star review. I'm not asking that, just an honest review of what you really truly think of the podcast. Can I count on you to do that, Brian? I can? Awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm happy to walk you through it. Or if you've already done it before and you know how to do it, I can leave you to your own devices. Brian says, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm going to do it right now. Awesome. As you go throughout the next 12 months or 52 weeks, you're going to average at least those two honest ratings and reviews each and every week. Best of luck. I want to see the success. And by the way, I'm looking for a few people to interview on my podcast. If you'd like to be interviewed on the podcast, reach out to me, team@growyourshow.com, and let us know, let me and my team know that you've got a show and you want to share your experience. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable, and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting. And you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit. You'll click on all episodes and scroll down, because we're hundreds of episodes in. And you'll see that episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those two things. I'll see you on the next episode.